America is Failing Moms. Let's Start Over by Liz Lenz. In 1974, humorist Irma Bombeck published a syndicated newspaper column that looms over the lives of American mothers, whether they've read it or not. In When God Created Mothers, Bombeck describes God making a mother with the help of an angel. She has to be completely washable but not plastic, have 180 movable parts, all replaceable, God tells the angel, run on black coffee and leftovers, have a lap that disappears when she stands up, a kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a disappointed love affair, and six pairs of hands. My mother, who homeschooled eight children, saw that column as a mark of her valor. Not only did it hang on our wall at home, I grew up hearing it quoted in church sermons on Mother's Day. But once I became a mother, I came to hate that column. I think Irma Bombeck did us dirty. As the pandemic forces us to rethink almost every aspect of our society, from why we go into an office to how we set up a kindergarten classroom, allow me to suggest that we reassess the very foundation of our society, motherhood. Motherhood is valorized in American culture because we don't want to admit the truth. We have built an entire economy on the backs of unpaid and poorly paid women. Even as gender roles have shifted in the U.S., the expectation that the mother will be the parent primarily responsible for maintaining the household and taking care of the children, no matter what else she has on her plate, is still as true today as when Bombeck wrote her column.